This is a CKTZ News Update. The BC-based privately funded charitable Tula Foundation sponsors the Hakai Institute and its scientific research projects on the BC coast. One of those is the Sentinels of Change initiative, which is monitoring Dungeness crab larvae in the Salish Sea to gather data about ocean health. The monitoring began April 15th and concludes August 31st. Cortez Island naturalist and citizen scientist Mike Moore heads up the monitoring in Cortez Bay. He describes the Hakai Institute's current effort.
It is headquartered both on Quadra Island and in Hakai Pass on the central coast. They've got a huge research station up on the central coast and over on Quadra Island. And it's all privately funded by this Tula Foundation. And it's amazing because they're basically doing the science that the government should be doing and isn't. And this project here is, what we're doing is we are counting the larval form of Dungeness crab. And I used to dive Hernando and Savory Island. And at this time of year, when I was doing moorings, the crabs would literally be exploding out of the sand as I dragged a chain across. And now I don't see even very much shell out there. And yes, there is not many Dungeness crabs. So Dungeness crabs are very vulnerable to ocean acidification. So that could be a problem. It could be that their larval forms are not surviving. It could be that the larval forms or the babies are not being produced. So this is just a data point. This particular project, all the light traps in the Salish Sea lit up on Good Friday, April 15th, and they will continue to fish every night until August 31st. And so that's the monitoring time span. And we check the traps every 2 days in the morning and just count and see what's in the traps.
A bit of a cliche, Mike, but is it fair to say that in a sense these larvae or these young crabs are likened to the canary in the coal mine in terms of the ocean health?
They are a data point in a big complex picture.
Okay.
That's it. But at the moment, we're going to go see now what we got today. But at the moment, we haven't come up with any Dungeness crab megalope. That's the larval form we're looking for. And it's still pretty early in the season. Myself, my own observations when I'm working down on Hernando Island, you see the Dungeness crabs come up into the sand flat shallows in late May, early June. And that's when they're mating and producing eggs. So we're still a little early, but we are finding all kinds of other interesting.
All right. Can you describe what we're doing, Mike?
Right now we're hauling up the light trap. And the light trap is essentially a 5-gallon pail that's attached to one of those commercial blue water jugs. The blue water jug has got 6 holes drilled into it, with funnels attached to those holes, with the neck going into the bucket, so it forms a trap. And then the 5-gallon pail on the top is foamed, and it holds the electronics for the light. The light strip goes down into the clear blue water jug, so it'll track creatures at night. And then at the very end, bottom of the blue water jug, is basically just black PVC piping with holes drilled in and screen on the inside of that. So right now we're draining the water through those screens, and all the critters will be washing down into that bottom part of PVC pipe, and that's where we're going to collect them out of. The trap is actually already covered in barnacle larvae. The whole thing is covered in barnacle larvae, and we had a huge barnacle set the last week, and that barnacle set actually really choked up our collection for 2 pulls of the trap. It really choked up the collection. It was just, everything was loaded with these tiny barnacle, which are a crustacean. And so they have a free swimming form before they settle down onto the bottom. Ooh, got a nice big bristle worm there. Oh, there's been a new set of something that just loaded the trap. Wow, what is that? Again, it looks like mud, but those are all creatures. Unfortunately, when we get back a set, it tends to block off the oxygen to some of the fish. And so we've got a bit of mortality in what looked to be small herring, just a couple though. It's funny because the last day I did it, the trap was really clear of sediments or sediment looking stuff.
And that was only 2 days ago.
Every day is different out here as the creatures react to the moon and to water temperature and to salinity. Okay, I'm gonna rinse the trap now. Oh, yeah, interesting. Really heavy, fishy smell.
So Mike, just from what you can see by the naked eye, can you see if there's any evidence of crab larvae in here?
So the first thing I'm gonna do is describe what our tub looks like. We've just poured all of our catch from the trap into a white plastic wash tub. And basically the white plastic wash tub is almost covered by a layer of what looks like sediment. But if you look closely, you can see that sediment is actually swimming. So this is some kind of little zooplankton, most likely, that has spawned. And then we do have a couple little megalope that are just trying to get out of that mass of water. And that's one there. But the first thing I have to do before I actually do any of this is take a picture of our overall set. So what else is in here? We have 1, 2, 3, 4 large bristle worms. They're polychaete worms. They generally bury through the mud and look for creatures. Interesting thing about these is that they're really quite big. So we have some of those, but we do have at least one crab megalope that we're going to examine later. But right now I need to take a picture.
Oh, different colored things too.
Yeah.
I see something that's pinky orangey, and
yeah,
then there's a silver something, and then something that's a beautiful aquamarine green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this aquamarine green was probably a herring, a baby herring, which unfortunately just could not survive the intensity of the set that was here while it was concentrated in with the trap. We've had lots of sets where the herring are quite fine. This guy here is a little bit different. I think that might be a Pacific sand lance, very important forage fish in this area as well. So we've just got a few of those. Interesting that there are so few fish today.
Oh,
these
yeah.
guys here are, I just put them, they arrived 2 days ago, my last pull, and they arrived 2 days ago, my last pull, and I put them up on iNaturalist, and this morning I got an ID for them, and they are hooded shrimp. But look, now that we've got it backlit against the teaspoon, you can see that this, what looks to be sediment, is actually coming up and swimming, and it's made up of orange and brown particles, which we're going to look at underneath the magnifying glass. Cool, eh? I guess it could be phytoplankton. Not if it's moving like that. Dungeness crab megalope, like I've mentioned, we haven't seen any yet this year, and they are the largest of the megalope. We are getting some crab megalope. Thus far, they're not Dungeness crab. What surprised me is a lot of them have been identified as being black clawed megalope. Now, when's the last time you went to the beach and remember going, oh, there's a black clawed crab? I don't remember that happening very often. Very rarely have I seen a black clawed crab, but they are the predominant form of megalope that we're finding in the trap at this time of year. But I'm not seeing any Dungeness crab yet. We're nothing big enough to be a Dungeness crab.
Because they're the largest.
They're the biggest. Oh. And their carapace ranges between 2 to 3 millimeter or even up to 4.5 millimeters in width. So we're not seeing anything of that magnitude yet.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.